And there was a firefight!
Also the first, this is also the first Rashid Liu podcast.
I love that I hit record.
I feel like we're
that.
Just recording video game sound effects. Yeah. Like you're just taking damage right now.
Anyways, welcome everybody to Capes and Scales Podcast. I don't know what number this is because I didn't look, but you know what? I don't care. I'm Tim.
I'm Rashid.
Leander.
And I am Lou.
Lou! It's been a minute since Lou has been on here. He's been cheating on us with other podcasts. But that's okay.
That's all right. At least we know his temptress.
They tell me they love me.
We know your temptress name, and we also like that temptress.
Yeah, no, they sing about us at the beginning of every episode.
Should we tell them who
we're
talking
about? So you can't be mad.
Should we reveal the curtain of who your temptress is? So
it yeah, it's all in the past now.
Can you sing about superliminal films?
Yeah, yeah, right? How do you spell it?
S-U-P-R-A-L-I-N-R-A?
S-U-P-R-A-L-I-N.
It doesn't work in the same tune.
I think I can do it.
All right.
S-I-P...
Wow, you know. It's already over. I'll write it down for you.
You tried that.
S-U-P-R-I-L-I-M-I-N-A-L-F-I-L-M-S. Superliminal films.
Hooray for Superliminal Films. There it is.
You just gotta cram it. You gotta get the Micro Machines guy to just
Yeah, there it is.
Get in there.
No, these guys are alright.
They are alright.
They're good people.
We'll have them on here at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some point.
Okay.
Next week. Unconfirmed reports. So this is our first episode of the new year.
Wow, yep.
Good for us. Still here. Still here.
Still here.
Time just keeps on going by.
Having fun.
And is there any... well, let's start with how is everybody, then we'll go into any memories of the last year. So who wants to start?
I'll start, Tim.
I figured you would. You always do.
I just finished Jessica Jones.
Man,
was that good, Leander. You don't know what you're missing.
Well, he's changed.
I'm probably the first one to have watched the entire thing.
It was weird.
It was the first. I watched every single episode as soon as it came out.
Did you like it or not like it?
I generally liked it, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought it was good.
I liked everything, but first off, let's just say, like, it's on Netflix, and you can watch it at your own pace. We don't really have to say spoiler or anything,
no,
right?
In fact,
it's been like 3 months.
In fact, whatever. People need to get over the whole spoiler thing.
No, for Star Wars first week or something like that, I understand. The show's been out for like 2 months, almost 3 months. Like,
yeah.
Everything was cool about it, except for the ending. Like, the ending was so, like, anticlimactic to me. Like, when she walked up to him on the boat and just kind of, like, snapped his neck.
That's true. He deserved so much worse.
Yeah,
he was such a great villain, and he was such a piece of shit.
Sure.
And then it's just, like, that's, like,
I am
how you deal with a henchman.
You're just,
99% sure that's how it happened in the book, though.
Okay. So they were talking to Bendis, and he was like, he really has to just do it. And I guess so, because, like, what you really want her to do is just, like, rip him into little pieces.
Right.
But, like, she's not going to do that.
No.
Right.
Like, no.
I don't know, the build-up, though, it was just so, like,
yeah,
climatic. And, yeah, like, it seemed like even the people that were under his control was like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all just, what?
So that's it? So,
yeah.
You guys hungry? Like, we can keep dancing if you want.
I've been eating in a while.
Yeah. Man, trying to kill the person next to you really takes it out of you. Let's hit the diner, guys. Let's take a lap and hit the showers.
Oh, jeez.
Did you guys like it more than Daredevil?
I would say so, yeah.
Now, I want to rewatch Daredevil, and that was my initial thought once I finished that, was that I wanted to rewatch Daredevil, because I thought Daredevil was badass.
Like, it was.
It was a great show.
Was.
When I think Jessica Jones, I think, you know, Purple Man, I think David Tennant. When I think Daredevil, the first thing that comes to mind is that badass, like, fight scene where they never leave the frame of the door.
Yeah.
And comparing the two, I'm taking
that. Like, the filmography, if that's the term, in Daredevil for the fight scenes, I think definitely was better than Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. But I think overall the acting and the writing in Jessica Jones was better.
Yeah, right. The character development was way better.
Well, both shows have Rosario Dawson in them, so nobody's really losing it, if you ask me.
Right.
I think I like Daredevil better. but they were both very good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm like 51% Daredevil. I'm not sure.
And I was really happy at the end that they made it like maybe they were going to bring Daredevil in. And, you know, the last episode, and, you know, the fanboys kind of like, oh, they're going to team up. But the other part, I was glad they didn't, because that just kind of, like, throws the Jessica Jones character in the trash can. If, like, she's been the hero the whole way through, and then the last scene, she needs Daredevil to come help her kill the bad guy. I'm glad that they didn't go that route.
I agree.
As much as I wanted to see Daredevil jump in and team up, and like, yeah, dude, but...
I just don't know how much, like... How much would Daredevil really... Like, she had Luke Cage, and he was like that. Like, would he help that much more than Luke Cage would have in that situation?
Right, no.
So, like, I saw why they didn't do it.
Maybe, but didn't... Do you have to see him, Purple Man?
No, you have to be... It's like pheromones or something. Yeah, so it's like in the air.
Radius.
So, if you... It would probably actually work worse on... Like, he would get it... I don't know how you would get it worse than anybody else, but it would be hard.
Daredevil was mind control from wherever he was, because he can hear him from, like, New Jersey.
That's right.
He's, like, in Hoboken, and he's like, kill yourself. Like, shit.
Okay.
Damn these extra senses.
That's awesome.
But, no, it's a great show, so I'm happy that I finally got to see it all.
Nice.
So sticking with that, who was your favorite character?
Man, I don't make me choose.
All right.
David Tennant was a great villain.
David Tennant was great.
The Jessica Jones and Luke Cage were both great, but... Oh, you know, definitely probably my favorite was... lesbian female lawyer.
Oh, she's awesome. Her name. Trinity from The Matrix. Yeah,
I was like, who is that? Because she is acting way harder than she was in The Matrix. Like,
yeah, she was awesome.
That character was like...
She was awesome.
Yeah.
She hit it hard.
I think so. Yeah. Don't quote me.
Hogarth.
That's her name. The Hogarth from that was perfect.
Is she from the comics at all? Do you know?
She was a male.
She's in... Right? Yeah. The characters in the comics, I didn't read all the Jessica Jones stuff though, so but I know that character exists in the Marvel U. I hated the Officer Simpson character.
Oh,
now, see,
me
I didn't
too.
Hate him.
Until
I didn't
like him. You figured out who he was, and then I loved him.
I still know who he is, because I didn't want to Google it during the thing and
so
ruin
just
the surprise.
Just read Born Again.
Right.
Okay.
And but like I want him to do more with that character.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I want to know. Because
Nuke. He's Nuke from Daredevil, which is like failed super soldier experiment. Like, hey, let's do that Cap thing again. And he just pops pills, and it's a really big character for Daredevil. So the fact that they made that character made me very, very happy. And I'm like, this guy's so off the wall. Who the hell is he supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
And he did the pill popping scene, and I'm like, oh, it's...
Me and a friend were talking about that, because he's got the lot like Officer Simpson instead of like Lieutenant Simpson or something like that. So my friend put me onto it. He's like, yeah, I think that's Nuke. And we're like, no, probably not.
I wasn't even thinking at all that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't figure that out
And then
earlier.
When you see the pills, it's just like, and they really did that character justice, I felt like. And like, when you see him in the comic book, he has like the American flag painted on his face. And like, they did a really cool homage to it where they were in that little like underground thing. He pulls out the lighter, and it was the American flag lighter.
Right,
because like it's going to look ridiculous if you're going to have the face paint. So that was pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
That's that because I was guessing, and having not read too much Daredevil, I'm like, I bet this guy's going to turn out to be like Flag Smasher or something. But, I guess I wasn't too far off.
No, so that was cool. Do you have a favorite character?
Yeah. I mean, officers. Simpsons. I mean, I can't pick an actual favorite. I mean, Jessica, she's the main character.
Yeah,
I liked her
so
her development in that. Luke Cage was pretty cool. You know what? I'm just going to pick somebody that didn't have that much screen time. The old guy that worked for Luke Cage. He was awesome.
Yeah. He was probably just a real bartender. Yeah. They're like, can we film here? He's like, yeah, but I get to be in the movie.
That guy. He was my favorite.
Yeah. He was cool.
All right.
Well.
What, me?
Yeah, what about you?
Favorite? That was a tough one. I liked Luke Cage, and I liked his presence on that. I mean, I don't know, we talked before, there was another person that was supposed to play Luke, that could have been Luke Cage.
Yeah, Terry Crews wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's too old.
Nah.
He was campaigning
but
hard
I think
for
that
it.
The Luke Cage that we got was the more sexual Luke Cage, I think is what they wanted for this.
Yeah.
They need to be a sexual Luke Cage for the Jessica Jones aspect of this movie. It couldn't just be the big hulking Luke with no emotional attachment.
This guy also looked a lot more like modern comic book Luke Cage than Terry Crews would have. Because Terry Crews is like, well, I guess they're both bulky,
they both look it, but I feel like you're right. This guy was more the modern take of him, where Terry Crews is probably more the classic kind of look.
Yeah, although I wouldn't mind if he had the classic uniform.
Just once.
The tiara and all.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I was like, what's Luke Cage's weakness? I was thinking about it, and I thought it was like water or drowning, but I remembered that was just me when I dressed up like Luke Cage when I was 8 and had like bought a chain from the hardware store to tie around my waist and then went swimming in my friend's swimming pool. I was having a hard time, and they were like, well, maybe take the chain off
your... You're like, no.
But I'm Luke Cage.
Yeah, I think the two characters that I ended up really liking a lot was the neighbors from upstairs. The brother sister.
Crazy.
The brother sister. A little much.
I hated her. But that's why I liked her.
Yeah, I hated
character,
her.
Character when you actually hate him, like, Jesus.
Yeah, when I actually hated him. Yeah, I hated her so much.
Well, to bring, the tenants in, like, I really like that crackhead.
Yeah, me too.
I should have know his name, but that crackhead guy, he was pretty cool.
Mark starts with an M.
Marcel or something?
Something like that.
Marcus?
Yeah. I liked his character development, because you thought he was just going to be so insignificant.
The character in the book is like a kid.
Oh, yeah?
It's not a grown adult.
Cool. It's kind of cool that everyone is someone from the book.
Right, whether they're the same version or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. It's a lot of... sort of Easter eggs, but it's also sort of just like, well, it's being faithful to the comic, which is something that, that's why comic movies sucked for a long time, because they weren't being faithful to the comic, and they were like having some Hollywood writer decide what Superman should do or whatever, and so I think it's good that
save
they do
the
that.
Planet, Superman.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I feel about Iron Man completely. I really wish they would just do a redo on that. First one was so good, and then, two and three just really went off the rails.
I didn't mind them. You really gotta disappoint me for me to be like, I didn't like that superhero movie. I think the closest one that came to that was, Ant-Man, because it just didn't... There wasn't a lot in it for me, I don't think. I did, but, again, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm sorry I saw it, or, I hate Ant-Man. But, I know what I'm getting when I see a Marvel movie. It's going to be like a blockbuster kind of action movie with a lot of special effects, and that's fine. Iron Man 2 and 3, I liked them. I didn't mind them. They're not the best, but...
Yeah.
All right.
So, you're going to get into our 2016 stuff, so we have time?
Sure. Let's get into our 2015 Capes and Scowls Awards. Where we all pick our...
You guys should see
I feel like we should have some award music.
Solid gold statues
yes.
here at the Capes and Scales high-rise studio.
Wow.
Waiting to be mailed out to the winners.
Once they give us their address, we'll mail it right to them.
Or they can come pick them up at the comic shop, which is 10.
30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But it's the comic book store.
Store, yeah.
Shop.
Yeah,
this guy. We could just edit that out later.
Yeah, we'll get it in post.
Or not, just make me look like an asshole.
That's the one. So, we're going to go through, we have 11 categories.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Put the coffee on.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Order the pizzas.
I was just going to say that.
That's dead.
Order the pizzas.
So,
30 minutes and we're only on category 4.
Entirely up to you how long this takes.
Okay. Well, I'm not prepared, so...
There you go.
Quickly, folks.
All right. Number one. What was your favorite comic book movie this year? We'll start with Rashid, and we'll go around this way. So, Rashid, go ahead.
I just actually held my opinion 2 minutes ago because of this. Really liked Ant-Man. I thought there wasn't that much to choose from, so this is really...
What are our options, generally?
We have Avengers.
Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to pick
All right.
Were there any indie movies that we didn't know were a comic?
Wait, did
Kingsman come out this year? Was that last year?
That was the end of...
I think
that was January of 2015.
We just looked this up on my other podcast.
Did you really?
I don't know.
I can't remember what we said.
But I
was like
see
small
that
talk
yet.
When you're like just small talk and afterwards,
Yeah.
We just call it pillow talk. We just couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with Ant-Man for right now. I went to go see the movie because I didn't know what to expect, because Ant-Man's not really a character I care about too much. And it did kind of follow that Marvel trope of, like, oh, a little bit less. And it's becoming the Disney trope of, like, you gotta have that comic relief and this and that. But, like, I was thoroughly entertained the whole movie. It's a heist movie. I like, you know, those Ocean 13, you know, those kind of movies. So it did a good blend. And I don't really see that heist movie combined with that kind of comedy. It's normally, like, that highbrow kind of comedy where they had a really good medium with that movie. And, I mean, I'll go see anything with Paul Rudd in it. Like, how can you not like that guy?
All right. Avengers. I mean, it's just hands down. I mean, and I think it's the increase in the cast, one. Mm-hmm. There were some things I thought were a little too cheesy or whatever that I didn't really care for, like Quicksilver's death. I'm like, what? Why? It wasn't necessary for him to die. But Vision had one of the best lines that I still love for all year. All year, I still think about Vision's line, which I've said multiple times on the podcast. So, about...
Will he say it now?
Watching humanity. Like, basically, humanity's already doomed, but there's a beauty in watching things to its end or something like that. So, I think it's still one of the best.
Well... Because Avengers was my initial pick. Like, have you watched it again since you saw it initially?
I have not.
All right. Do you think it will still hold up the same for you?
I think it will. All
right. Yeah. That's the, like, I was just like, you know, when I saw it, I left the theater, I was like super excited about it. But the more I distanced myself from it, and especially with Star Wars coming out after it, like, I just, like, the scope of it, I'm just like, oh, they played it safe, it felt like.
I think that they did, they tried to do more development of characters, especially with the new people, right, you know, and preparing for Civil War. So,
yeah,
it's the lead-in movie.
It's good. I like it. Yeah. I just don't think it's great.
Lou? Is Kingsman this year? Did you?
Yeah, it was this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's really only four, and those were the only four I saw besides, like, animated movies.
Okay.
Which I haven't seen too many of those. But, yeah, I would also just go with Avengers 2. I mean, I thought it was just like the first one, only a little less good. But that's still pretty good. So, I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. That's my take on it. I liked it. I got everything I wanted out of a team-up superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Civil War is going to be really good.
Yeah. The trailer is like. I agree.
Looks like they know what they're doing.
Tim, Fantastic Four, come on. Someone get it in there.
No. Now that Lou has...
No one's going to do that.
Now that Lou has enlightened me, Kingsman is definitely my pick. It was going to be Ant-Man, and the only reason... And I feel like I had more fun at Avengers, but at the same time, it's... virtually the same plot as the first one, and I hated Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I can nitpick things, like the Hulkbuster scene. I feel like so much carnage happened in that scene, and then, like,
but
there's
isn't
no...
isn't that what they're going to address in Civil War, though?
You hope, but...
I'm pretty sure I saw an extended thing that said, like, you know, the whole thing about getting the superheroes under control, I think that's where it's coming from.
I hope so, maybe. But...
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm pretty we'll sure.
I doesn't matter.
I'll
Kingsman,
put a dollar on it.
Kingsman is still my pick.
That. I gotta see
Kingsman's
a pick.
So good.
2015.
All right. Favorite board game or miniature game that you played this year? It doesn't have to be a current brand new game, because board games that you actually like don't always come out that frequently.
Right.
Rashid, do you have anything for this category?
Yeah. I want to say Game of Thrones, just because, you know, that show is on for such a short time when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And every season you just want to, you know, have something more to do with it. So for me, like, I got Game of Thrones. I played it a few times with the friends and, like, just reliving scenes. Like, there was one time where we were playing, I teamed up with, I was playing as the Lannisters, and I teamed up with the Baratheons, actually. Mm-hmm. My one buddy was the Baratheons, and we were teaming up against the Stark, so I actually had the Valyrian steel blade, and I gave him the blade under the table, and I was like, you know what to do. So he stabs my other friend. Well, he's like, the Lannisters send their regards, and he stabs my other friend with the, like, paper mache, like, blade or whatever. That was pretty funny. But I just like the strategy that goes into it. Some people say it's a little bit one-sided once you know how to play, but I really like the cards. It's similar to, like, a Risk or something like that, and I've never had a bad time playing that game.
Nice. I play board games, like, every single day, it feels like. So, there's a lot of board games to potentially choose from. But I think that, it's hard to do just one. But, actually, if it's a recent one that just came out, so you can check out your local comic book stores or game shops. It's called Blood Rage. So, it's basically a, kind of, the setting is kind of, you think about, Thor and, like, Heimdall, not Heimdall, like
Norse mythology.
Norse mythology. There you go. The idea is that you, each of you have your own tribe, and you're there's set territories on the game board. And the reason I love it so much is the closest thing where I feel like it's like so thematic, it fits the theme perfectly. So you're right, the whole purpose is to get as much rage as possible, send your people into battle, and to kill people, and you also want to die yourself and get sent to Valhalla. And if you get sent to Valhalla, every turn, Valhalla's gates open and all your armies come back. And you basically relive it for 3 turns. And what's going on in those 3 turns is that Ragnarok is happening. Every time that you're at a place where your armies are fighting and battling and your people are still there and Ragnarok happens at that place, you get bonus points for dying during Ragnarok as long as you're in battle with other people. So it's like this really like intense game where it's all about strategy and worker placement. And so you got to have your people at the right place at the right time. Gaining experience, gaining rage, and again, the theme is battle, 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 die glorious deaths, and win the game.
Hmm.
And it's actually way more, what's the word I'm looking for, complicated than what I'm saying it is. It's very complicated, very strategic game. I loved it. We played it, and it was just, we couldn't stop. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have too much. I played 2 maybe new board games this year, Dixit and Ghost Stories. Neither of them are really new, but mm-hmm. they were both fun, so okay. I'll say it's a 2-way tie.
There you go. Well, my game that I discovered this year is Croak, which is the slutty frog game, which is a lot of fun. You're a female frog, your goal is to mate with other frogs, make more little frogs, and it's equal parts checkers, chess, and memory, really. Mm. And it's just survive before, don't get eaten by like fish and other hazards, and hope the other guy does, and you try to win. Very, it sounds, it's simple in one way, and there
simple
is strategy.
Can be fun.
Right, but there is an advanced way to play where you flip the cards back after you land on a tile, because it's like memory with different cards set out in front of you. You flip the tile back, so you have to remember where things are, and adding memory to chess and checkers just makes it really complicated.
Nice.
But it's very fun. Okay, favorite character of the year. What characters you loved in comics this year?
For me?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go with Amber Roos. And I'll come back to her later in the podcast, but she's the main character from We Stand on Guard, which was a mini from Image this year, written by Brian K. Vaughan. And I think, you know, she was a very strong female character. She didn't really depend on anybody. And she was just really badass. She was like a female Bruce Willis. The way that comic book ends, you can just tell, like, she really doesn't give a fuck. And, like, she started that comic book with a mission. She sees it all the way through. And, like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, let me try and save my friends. Or let me try and save this person and still accomplish my goal. She was like, no, I came to do this. And I'm fucking doing this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was a really cool character.
Nice.
I ended up loving, I still am in love with, although I haven't seen any more of her issues, except for issue number 1. Trine, which is Mystery Girl.
Oh, man.
I really love
strong
that
female characters.
Strong female characters. It's just her, the premise behind her is so well written. It's very original, too, for her power. It's very original. It's not like ideas that she can solve any mystery as long as you give it to her. But otherwise, from that, she can't do anything. Like, she doesn't, like, she's not psychic. She doesn't, like, go around doing things because she knows things. You have to tell her the mystery, and she automatically knows everything about it. So, I think it's a very interesting power set. It's a very interesting way that the comic went. And I really just liked her. Like, she is this, like, urban kind of, like, as Hakeem and I would say, like, hood rat character. But they did such a good job of making her just that. So, I like her a lot.
All right.
Come back to me.
Come back to you. But that'll ruin our going around the table.
Well, they can't see the table.
But they know. They know. You know. All right, I'll go. As if there's any doubt, my favorite character of the year is Howard the Duck.
Of course.
Because Howard the Duck was written so well in that, especially that first 5-issue run that Zdarsky did before Secret Wars reset it. I actually found myself laughing at the book which he's always been a comical character, but he's not always funny, so to speak. And I feel like the Zdarsky run, and as well as the new run, has been very good. And so Howard the Duck is easily... I didn't expect it to be my favorite character, but there's no one else I could pick.
He's still writing it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a different artist, but it's, yeah, the same. Yeah, yeah. It's still Zdarsky. So... All right, Lou, you got anything? Maybe? No?
Yeah, but I can't find the guy's name. I'm trying to find the name of this character.
That's fair. Rashid, who is your... What was the worst character of the year?
This is a good segue from Howard the Duck, because I love Howard the Duck. I love his book. I can't fucking stand Gwynpool. I don't... And I know this is going to make money for Marvel. And I know why they're doing it. And like, do we get Gwen Hawk this year? Do we get Gwen
Magneto? Don't give them ideas. Gwen Magneto,
just
no.
Stop it. Just stop. I don't need any... Like, the Spider-Gwen? Cool. I like that idea. I thought that was cool. Now, there's already... You know, I like Deadpool. I think he's an okay character. Do I think he's as great as everybody's making him out to be? No. Whatever. We do not need you to take two of the most... What's the word I'm looking for?
Beloved?
Like, not beloved, but like there's just all this commotion about him, and it's like, you know, it's a fad. Mm-hmm. But they're just these current characters, and we're getting amalgamations of them that don't need to exist. And she had a Christmas special that wasn't even really about her. Now she's getting her own run. Like, I'm just gonna stop now, because I'm actually getting really mad thinking about this character and the character coming into existence. Fuck Gwynpool. I hate that character. I hope it gets canceled after, like, 3 issues. That book shouldn't exist. Fuck it.
Wow.
Wow.
Glad I got that.
Like, when you sent the text message,
I was glad,
like,
I made that category. I almost didn't.
Yeah, like, when that jumped off the page to me.
You're like, yeah.
And I just knew it. It's like, everything else, I was like, I gotta think about this. I saw that, I was like, yes. This, I can get on my soapbox and just get my plight out. Just fuck that character.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought we were doing favorite characters.
Well, did
I
miss? We're coming back to you. Yeah, Leander, worst character.
We sent Survivor Blood out
to you. Oh, worst character. Okay.
Yeah, right, worst character. Hands down, Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
Not even a question. Not even a question. She shouldn't even exist. Why is she on the Avengers currently? This makes sense. She made it into the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. Why?
She's on the new Avengers.
She's on the new Avengers.
Well, they're the shitty Avengers.
Yeah, everything was for the world is shitty. Everything. Jeez. So, ow, she's all right. Horrible. Cut her tail off, chop her up, and throw her out into the dumpster. Squirrel bits.
Ow.
Squirrel bits. And all her squirrel friends can die in a fire.
Whoa. Wow. Oh.
We have a lot of hatred on this podcast.
I don't know if I'm going to be as passionate as you two. All right. Lou, have you come up with your favorite?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so... And then do your worst after that.
Well, you have to skip me again.
Oh, my God.
So I was thinking so hard about my favorite. It's Esau from Southern Bastards.
Oh,
he's the dude with the pentagram on his chest, which is an awesome tattoo. But he is...
Metal.
He's a shitty... He's, like, the worst dude ever. He's, like, the worst guy. And the one... comic that's the issue of Southern Bastard that's like focusing in on him. There's like a preacher who comes by and tries to, like, you know, convert him or whatever, and he just messes with the poor guy, and just like at the end of the book you just see like the depths of like what a piece of crap this guy is. And I guess I like it because in a way it's scary, because that's probably like a real guy.
Sure,
you know what I mean? Like, it's the type of evil that really exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so no holds barred that he is, like this, the town of Southern Bastards or whatever is full of all these, like, really terrible people or whatever who all have these conflicts. But he's got, like, no conflict. He's just the worst. He's, like, the worst dude. And it makes me want to see what's going to happen to him, and he's going to be a big part of, like, you know, what happens coming up in the series.
Is Esau the one that kind of looks like they modeled him after, like, Jax Teller from, like, what's that show called? Sons of Anarchy?
Maybe. I haven't seen it. This is the dude.
Yeah, Esau. Yeah. I like him, too, because I remember, I don't know if it's the second or the third issue, you probably remember it, where he, like, pees on the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this dog comes up to him, and he's just like, you know, dogs do their intimidation tactic, and he just, like, barks at him. And Esau's just, like, talking. He's like, you know, whipping his junk out, about to take a piss, and you just see the next panel is just the stream on the dog's head.
That's awesome.
But worst character, I don't know. I mean, there wasn't anything. I don't read too many bad comics, so I don't see too many bad characters. I cut a lot of it out, but I mean, boring characters go to that new X-Men book that I was reading, the Jeff Lemire one. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was Extraordinary.
Yeah, Extraordinary.
So many X-Men, I don't even know. I'm reading one of them, and then I don't even know which one it is.
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah,
it's hard to
keep
track. The Marvel adjective game.
You need like a Rolodex. app? A Rolodex app.
Yeah. He has a Rolodex, right?
It's called a phone. I don't know why I said that.
You know my worst character, don't you? You know what character I hated the most. The totally awesome Hulk.
Oh, yeah. And that, like, just, like, that seems so new to me still.
Sure, but nothing enraged me more than the total... I don't know how I finished the book.
Yeah.
I hated the book so much. It was a chance to have a good character, and they just blew it. And I've talked to other people who have listened to that podcast, and they're like, I didn't hate it as much as you. I go, well, you're an
really?
Idiot. You're an idiot, and you're wrong. And I stand by that belief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know my real worst character, Joe Frankenstein.
You love that book! I couldn't believe you bought that book. I was so happy.
Still got it.
Fine.
There
it
is.
Got it CGC'd. Signed.
I really want to get like a really crappy CGC collection where it's just the dumbest book.
Just funny. Just yeah. Like, haha. Right.
Maybe I'll send my
money.
Neon Joe in.
There you go, Neon Joe. Mm-hmm. Super Pro.
Dude, ooh. I actually watched that show. It was kind of funny because I like that actor that they...
H. John Benjamin?
No. It's not H. John Benjamin.
What show are we talking about?
Well, I went to the comic book store and...
30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
And I saw this like weird thing. It was a werewolf on the cover or whatever. And it's this book, Neon Joe. And... I was just reading through books, and I took it very seriously. And then one of the first things they find, like, the first panel is them talking about wolf pubes that were left at the scene. And it turns out this whole comic is just ridiculous. It was a plug for a show on Adult Swim. And as I was reading the comic book, the show had just started the night before, so I watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes of it. And the guy that plays the main character, I don't know the actor's name, but he's Councilman Jam on Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
He's also Laird from, like, Girls. And it's just, it was ridiculous. Good show, though. You should check it out. It's kind of funny.
Nice. Hmm.
See that, Adult Swim? Your promo worked.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Surprise of the year. What was surprising to you?
Surprising to me? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have a surprise that might be surprising to the listeners, but disappointment kind of is like surprise / disappointment. It's just like the pacing of Secret Wars and just like how it just
it's
like,
still not done.
It's not done.
I'm surprised that it took this long.
And
I almost made the
that's
joke.
That's mine too.
Yeah. But like, there's so many all new, all different titles that I am actually enjoying right now. And like, it's just like... Some of the surprise is ruined because, like Iron Man, for instance, you have Doctor Doom in that. He's looking all beautiful, doing his thing. And, like, I have a question that hasn't been answered this year, and now it's to the point, like, each issue of all the all-new, all-different Marvel, and they're churning these, like, fucking, like, Amazing Spider-Man's out, like rabbit babies
yeah,
or something.
It's
like
weird.
I got two, like, I didn't check my bin for a week, and then I had, like, two fucking Spider-Mans or whatever.
Leave them in your bin, they mate, with the one behind it.
That's how it's working for Marvel. And, like, each issue that's coming out, like, I don't care about the final issue of Secret Wars, like, that much more. It's like chip damage.
Right.
What you got, Leander?
Biggest prize, I'm gonna go with, Magneto not being the father of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big surprise.
That retcon.
It was a big open surprise there. So they can be inhuman, potentially.
And Lou, you have Secret Wars?
Yeah, I was just surprised it's not done. I'm waiting.
Hey, maybe this year.
Maybe, yeah. Because why? Because it just has to be so bad or so something. There's got to be a reason. There's going to be a...
I am hoping there's a reason.
We're going to have to do some investigative journalism. You know?
Oh. Like, break into Hickman's house?
Or just call him.
All right.
Or tweet at him. You're good at that.
All right, I'll do
oh,
it.
Oh, wait, we got to come around again. I do have another surprise.
Another
I have a good surprise.
What? Another?
I'll go after you.
What? All right. Well, my surprise of the year, I actually, My surprise was Chip Zdarsky writing Jughead for Archie, because I had no idea how that would turn out. Because Archie has to almost, it almost has to be, to a certain level, very wholesome. But the update of both Archie and Jughead have been great. But Zdarsky is known for Sex Criminals and such a weird, weird book. Add in the stuff he did for Howard the Duck. Just Zdarsky's writing outside of Image in general, I guess, would be my surprise of just how well he adapted to everything. Because he's a wacky guy, and I love him for it. But I didn't know what to expect, and I was pleasantly surprised.
That was actually my next thing.
Wasn't I took it from you?
Yeah, got him.
But it's cool. I guess my other surprise would be adding...
He's got like 10 surprises. I know.
No, sudden. I'm just thinking about the year in review.
I'm surprised that Rashid has so many surprises.
I'm very surprised. Right?
I was surprised, like, what is that? Like, Crushing Doll. Like, you open that surprise, and there's another surprise in that one.
Yes.
But I actually added a Batman title and a Superman title to my bin. I've continued reading them, and I'm... thoroughly. I'm enjoying the Superman book right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, in fact, surprising.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rashid, favorite publisher?
I mean, I'm not going to beat around the bush too much. Image. I like, everything I pick up by Image lately has been on fire. Like, there's been some great publishers this year. Mm-hmm. Definitely got to give it out to, you know, Marvel. But the second runner-up, I'm going to say, is Vertigo. Vertigo's been putting out some really cool stuff lately.
Yeah.
Clean Room's one of my favorite new series of the year. But I'm going with Image. You got so much stuff, whether it's Black Science to Saga to East of West, like Wicked and Divine, like every new Southern Bastards, which we were just talking about. Everything I read by them is just like gold right now.
Yep. Image, move on.
Yep, same.
All right, I also have Image.
All right, unanimous.
But I do feel it's worth pointing out, like, IDW, Dark Horse, Archie, all these publishers really stepped up their game.
Yeah, Archie was great
Archie's
this year.
Archie's amazing this year.
Also, I do want to shout out Dark Horse for This Damn Band. I thought it was a really cool concept for a comic. It was like a documentary / The Office with a rock band, a satanic cult rock band. Like, I thought that was a really cool idea. I love that book. I mean, there wasn't really bad publishers this year. That's just, you know, Image is doing it best.
Yeah, Image has got it.
I feel like the big two took a big step back, but that's me.
I agree.
All right. Favorite miniseries or limited series? Rashid.
We Stand Guard. Which is an Image title. This links to my other answers with Amber Roos as the main character. A story of not so distant future, year 2112, where United States is going to war with Canada over reserve water, pretty much. And it just shows like how capitalism, like how it can go into the future. It's just a really cool political comic book. Yeah, I can't say anything bad about it.
I don't really read miniseries and stuff like that, so it doesn't really do anything for me to read miniseries, but I did like, the Deadpool's Massacre, the Mexican Deadpool. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and honestly, I almost want to just get all my comics in Spanish now. I don't even want them in English anymore, because it really just doesn't do anything for me now that I've seen Spanish. Great. I'm like, I can just read this in Spanish instead.
I do believe that character's coming back in the regular Deadpool book.
Really?
I
think he might have already. I didn't read the fourth issue.
I think I've seen him in the previews. On the cover. Okay. I think I've seen the character on the cover again.
Nice.
So.
I'll check it out.
So not really a miniseries, but still a great answer.
Yeah.
Lou?
I'll give you one guess, Tim.
I bet it's Secret Wars.
Leander, what do you think?
Is it a secret?
It is a secret.
Secret.
Or war is involved.
A war may or may not be involved.
In secret. All
right.
Yes, it is Secret Wars. You already knew that. You already knew that. You knew what I was going to say.
Runner
it's
up.
Good. It's good.
Sure.
Runner up.
I didn't read too many minis. I've finished a lot
Joe
of
Frankenstein, also your
favorite. No. I don't think there was ever a number two. I'm hoping there was.
I think there was four issues, but that's not the point.
I spent a lot of this year reading like ongoing stuff, like and catching up on some older stuff. Like,
yeah, you
I'm
did
catching
a lot of
up on the Hickman's Avengers, because I kind of want to know what's leading up to Secret Wars, because I like it so much. I finished the last run of Deadpool. I finished, I've been doing a lot of continuing series and some trades and catching up. So I think Secret Wars might have been the only real miniseries that I'm reading.
All right.
And may continue to be reading for some time.
Yes. Did Secret Wars and, I mean, sorry. Did, shoot. Shooting the Watcher.
Original Sin. Original
that wasn't
Sin.
This year.
Was that last year?
It might have been the very beginning. It might be Axis. Let's not talk about that. Okay. It may have been...
Axis was definitely last year.
It might have been... No, if Axis was last year, then that was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, never mind.
Secret Assassin? MODOK Assassin? I like that book. I don't care what anybody says. It was funny. It was good. It was MODOK in love. What else do you want?
That's true.
I've always wanted MODOK to find love.
Yeah.
My pick, MODOK to be happy. I believe was the very beginning of this year, and if I'm wrong, who cares?
Nobody cares.
Just my pick is Divinity by Valiant, which was about the black cosmonaut who goes out into space, and it's all about the space race, and they're like, hey, you know, who cares about the moon? We're going to freeze you. We're going to throw you as far out as we can to the edge of the universe. And just, you know, you can come back and tell us what's out there. And he basically comes back a god. And it's all the repercussions of that. And it was very well done. And I'm looking forward to the sequel when that comes out. Okay. Favorite cover artist?
Alex Ross.
Alex Ross for Secret Wars?
Secret Wars has great covers, but it's not for Secret Wars. It's actually for The Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
I love, like, every time, like, I had to, like, double take on all the covers. Like, they've been so cool. They've looked so good. Colors have been great. The art's been great. Like, it's just been, like even, and, like, 5 and 6, like we were just saying, came out, like, 2 weeks apart. Like, I don't really know too much about the cover art, like, the time frames and deadlines they have to, meet for that. But, like, his covers have been great this year.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know his first name. Dotson.
Oh, Terry Dotson.
Terry Dotson. And the only reason I like him is that he consistently does the same female image over and over and over again. But he's perfected it. He's perfected that particular female image is perfected. I think it looks fantastic.
I do like that whatever book you first see his art on, mm-hmm. like that's forever the character you see on every other book. Yes. Like for you, you're talking about Red One, right for yep. Image. Mm-hmm. But you're like, it's Monet from X-Factor.
Yeah, it's just Monet from X-Factor.
Like for me, it's Catwoman because I saw Catwoman probably first from him. Okay. And I'm like, oh, it's just Catwoman over there with the sickle and the...
Doing something different.
Something different. Good for her.
Yeah. But they do. He does a great female body, I think. In general,
oh, he's great.
Yeah. So that's my pick for cover.
Yeah, I don't really have one. No? I can't think of anything.
Nobody stands out.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. I picked Dustin Nguyen. I believe is how you say his name for Descender.
I think it's Wynn.
Wynn. Whatever Wynn. That guy, Descender. He does painted artwork. I've always loved his style. He's probably most well known for like the Batman Little Gotham stuff, the kids book. Mm. So to see him do like giant robots and crazy things like that was really cool. And the whole book's painted like that, so I love that. All right. Favorite artist?
For me, I'm doing this based off of 2 issues of a book, but I'm going to go with Sana Takeda from Monstrous. We were talking about this like not too long ago. That is the most beautiful book that I've ever seen, like, maybe ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Steven Sajak. All day, every day. Every day. Anything he touches, anything he looks... Oh, I love it. Love it. I would have his babies, but I can't, so... Just so he can draw.
One day we'll figure that out.
I'm sure I have one, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
I told you I didn't really prepare for this.
That's
sorry.
Fair.
And
that's
he's
fair.
Hangry.
Well, mine's a total cop out.
I'm hangry. Yes, I am hangry and bungry. That's when you're broken hungry.
Sure. Yes.
So the worst combination is hangry and bungry, which is like bangry.
Oh man, being bangry sounds awesome. Bangry. I don't know.
I know.
I feel like totally awesome Hulk gets bangry.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Mine's a total cop out, but you know, I go do all these cons, and I've actually met a fair amount of people.
Well. It looks so much better when you know them.
No,
personally.
But it is cool. No, I don't know them personally.
When you've met them at a con, the book is so more of that flair. I'm gonna go for 2 more minutes.
At least I had an answer. I mean, you know. Oh, I'm so hungry. I can't answer.
I'm so hungry.
But the artist that had the most impact on this podcast was Elena Unger, and I picked her. And I'm giving the colorist a shout-out. So there you go.
Nice. Well played. Yeah, she was good. She was good.
She's the best. Favorite writer?
This year, for me, it was really a toss-up. I love Remender. He had another good year, I feel like. But I do have to say Charles Soule.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He did a really awesome mini, which I almost picked Lando for my mini series. I really love the Lando series. I love what they did with him and Lobot. That was, like, really cool. He also, he's killing the uncanny Inhumans right now. That book is, like, you have to check that out if you're not. The last reveal from the second issue was really badass. And then I didn't really like the first issue of it yet, but I heard the second issue was really good. He's doing Daredevil right now. And he's doing the Obi-Wan and Anakin comic book, too. So
yeah, he's really busy.
He's busy. And
I almost picked him, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick him probably next year.
Yeah.
With his schedule.
A lot can happen in a year.
A lot. Well, Lemire's going to write Moon Knight next year. Supposedly Marvel scheduling, but might... I don't know. So we'll see. Go ahead, Liam.
Steven Sajak, again. He's a great artist and he's a great writer.
We got a big trophy for him.
Yep.
He
did.
He's going to need to back up the U-Haul to pick up all his awards.
We're just going to dip Leander in gold.
Like making the heart with his hands, standing on a pedestal.
I think I know how to make the babies. He's like, go. Does he have hounds to release?
I think the two biggest ones that he wrote last year was Switch, which is just starting to come out again, which is the new Witchblade, basically. Mm-hmm. And then also Death Vigil, another big one, another smash hit that he wrote as well. So along with his amazing art, it's an amazing combo. You can't lose. Nice.
I think I'm going to go with Jason Aaron for nice. Southern Bastards and for Witches. And
he did Thor as well. I don't know if you read the.
No,
Thor was good.
I didn't catch up to Thor. Mostly for his. Scott Snyder's Witches.
Yes, Scott Snyder. Right. Well, Southern Bastards. Pretty good.
I like both of those guys, but I think I'll still go with Jason Aaron because I like Southern Bastards.
I was surprised you didn't pick Hickman.
I do like Hickman a whole lot. However, in fairness. I think his consistency has been flagging.
Yeah, absolutely.
It used to be like I liked everything he did. Now it comes and goes in waves, and I think that could be a symptom of he writes so much stuff.
He does. You're right.
So like, and as I'm going back over the Avengers stuff now, like it'll start strong, and then it's like, well, where is he going with this? He's such a build up guy,
right? He totally is.
Like he can he'll phone in a few if he's doing something else going on, but no, I still like him a lot. But like Jason Aaron, I think he's really, and we've talked about him before, like this year he's really coming out of the gate with a lot of good stuff. So
yeah, he's been really
good. Is he doing Karna?
No, that's Warren Ellis. His Image book is The Goddamned.
Okay.
All right, I picked Robert Kirkman for Invincible. I wanted to pick Hickman because I love East of West more. Probably more than Invincible, which I know I'll get hate mail for that. Mm-hmm. But Invincible has been consistently good, and Walking Dead actually got really, really good at the end of this year.
People are really starting to hate on the show. I haven't watched the show, and I'm behind on the books, but I've just seen a lot on social media. People are like, all right, this is starting to suck.
The minute Norman Reedus' character is no longer on the show will be done, is my opinion. But I don't think the show's great. I don't think it's awful. I think if you just want something to watch on a Sunday night, you watch it, basically. But yeah, I would have picked Hickman, but I just didn't like Secret Wars, so I just couldn't do it.
It's fair.
So, Kirkman. Alright, and the last category. What was your favorite book of the year?
That was loose.
Can we do it? Can we switch it? Can we come around this way? Because I gotta rethink about my.
When you say favorite book,
you're gonna put all that on Lou?
I got it. I'm ready to go.
All right, Lou, let's do it.
I'll pick a single issue.
All right,
I'm gonna go with East of West 22.
Okay,
where the daughter of Mal. There's no speaking till the last panel. It's one of those, and it's just the issue where they try to assassinate her and. It's all just pictures, and it just conveys everything it needs to. It's probably the most badass battle that's been in the series so far.
Which says a lot.
And it's just like, it's so cinematic. It's just so well, like the pacing, the artwork, and just like the stuff that happens. It's just so badass. It's like ultimate badass. So when I read that, then I read it again. I was like, this has got to be the best book I've read all year.
It's always ballsy to do a silent issue.
Yeah.
Like G.I. Joe did it first. Mm-hmm. And then, like, people have tried to use it as a device ever since, and it, like, I agree, this issue was really, really good.
Yeah, so,
when it's pulled off, it's great.
That's gotta be the best thing I read this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leander?
It's a tough one. I'm gonna say, Death Vigil for me, ultimately, by Steven Sedgwick once again. I think it's the concept, it's the combination that he put together with the different powers and the character development. And it's so innovative and so, like, so much depth in the powers that each of these individuals have. It just blew my mind every single time that I read that book. So I was waiting for it every single time. So I'm really happy that Death Vigil came out and it's already ended and I was able to experience the entire thing.
Nice. You ready, Rishi?
Yeah, I'm going to actually take a page out of Lou's book. I'm going to do a single issue and I'm actually going to go with Headlopper.
Ah, nice.
Like, I remember I got that at the shop and, like, I was just like, I saw it. I judged the book by its cover. I was like, this is a guy holding a sword and a head in the other hand. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It still excited me. It still surprised me. It was a lengthy quarterly book. It was great. Like, art, great. Concept, great. Battles, great. Nothing's wrong with the book. Hydras, everything you could imagine. And some sort of Nordic giant man with a sword. It was perfect. 10 out of 10.
I like that book's quarterly.
Yeah.
And it's just oversized. And it's quarterly. And it comes out every once in a blue moon. It's very good. All right, my pick is Sex Castle by Kyle Starks, the greatest 80s movie that was never made. It is so fun and so violent and witty, and it's the perfect kind of humor. It's definitely my type of humor, and it's just, you know, it's great. Sex Castle's amazing. Everybody should read it. It is the number one book I sell at the store because I make people buy it. So... And Cliff wants us to get Kyle Starks on here, so hashtag Kyle Starks on Capes and Scales. Let's get that going.
Let's do it. Oh, I'll do it. Hashtag Spice Wars, too.
Oh, yeah, Spice Wars. Spice Wars going on. Wow.
That was, and also, that honorable was mention, Deadly Class. I love Deadly Class. It was really hard. That was going to be my series for the year, but, like, book of the year, I'm going Headlopper.
Nice. All right, well, that's it for the awards. Congratulations, everybody.
Ship these wins out, a golden man, trucks.
Everybody right. Who wins a golden Leander.
We need to do that.
I was going to say that.
Really, the golden that. Leander?
Yeah.
We make them out of paper.
I was going to say that off of the podcast.
Here's what we could actually do, though. We could get one of the artists that we interview in upcoming months to draw an artist rendition of the golden Leander and then make prints of it.
Or we could just give them the Viserys treatment and just dip them in actual gold.
I mean, we should be doing that.
I don't think
anyways.
We can afford it.
Yeah, we can afford that. That's not on our budget.
Yeah, send your checks to.
Yeah. If you want a golden Leander,
send us your gold. We buy gold.
We buy gold. We got goals. We got a quota. Yes. We also need a big vat that can heat up to really hot temperatures.
Very hot. So we'll do it.
All right. Well, in closing, everybody, do you have any hopes for the new year? Anything you'd like to see happen? Any predictions?
Gwenpool get canceled in less than
2 years. I don't think it's going to happen, but that is definitely
hesitation.
A hope. Definitely a hope.
You didn't even finish the sentence. You were, like, still
anything
thinking
else
about Gwenpool.
Do you want to throw out there? No?
No, it's all Gwenpool centric.
It's all Gwenpool-centric.
Very descriptive anti-Gwenpool sentiment.
I'm going to predict that this is the year of Jubilee. Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse, everyone's like, whoa, she's really great. I knew she was great, but she's even more amazing here. And they're going to bring her. So that's why they haven't brought her back into the comics yet. She's going to burst onto the scene. And we're like,
what would make you like I'm what so would make you happy with Jubilee? Like, does she have to be like the supreme inquisitor of like the Marvel universe?
No, let's calm down.
And you're like, she's finally getting what she deserves. She should be the most powerful cosmic being that's ever existed in the Marvel universe.
Also DC and Image, but I think
they gotta do crossovers just for her to kick all their characters' ass. She's beating up the Southern Bastards and fucking Batman, whatever you want.
Punches Headlopper in the dick.
Yeah. rips Nightwing in half.
I think she just needs to evolve to the next level. I mean, they've kept her basically as a mall rat from this entire time, so that's she true. Just needs to evolve and
but
have...
But do you just want the character to become... What do you... Like, because that's what she is. That's who she is. They made her a vampire. She's already the most powerful mall rat in history. Now, like,
they're already on a trajectory of making her a leader. And that's where she's ultimately going to end up. She's going to be elite. She will lead the X-Men. It's just a matter of when.
Which X-Men? Which adjective?
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
The Jubilant X-Men.
The Jubilant
X-Men.
I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Lou, what do you got?
I want a lot of stuff to happen.
You want Secret Wars to end.
I would like to get the final issue of Secret Wars.
Sure.
I would like for Karnak not to get canceled.
Yeah, because where's issue two?
Yeah. I read the first one, and it was really good, and I'm just hoping it's not one of these, like, Warren Ellis loses interest, or there's not enough, I don't know, reboots of it or whatever. So I hope that continues. I hope, in general, to find more Marvel stuff that I actually want to keep reading.
Yeah.
So, like, Punisher. I would like there to be a really good Punisher book come out.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as other stuff, I would like... I can't wait to see Punisher on Netflix. Like, I'm looking forward to the new Netflix series that'll be coming out. So that'll be pretty exciting. Yeah. That pretty much sums it up. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of
hopes.
That's a good amount of hope.
I like it.
A long Christmas list.
My hope, I want Dark Horse and IDW to keep excelling and doing new, different works. Vertigo did really good at the end of the year. It would be greedy of me to hope that they continue to be that awesome. But, you know. I want Marvel to figure out where its titles are and they actually come out at the right times. Like if Karnak 2 is delayed just because it spoils something in Secret, the last issue of Secret Wars, that's like the only acceptable answer.
But isn't the biggest thing already spoiled in Secret Wars where everything's okay?
But is changed? It? But is it? Who knows?
Seems like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Less events would make me very happy. Yeah. Maybe DC. I don't like what they did with Superman. I'm sorry. I want them to kind of fix that.
Oh, I'm not reading that Superman.
Okay. That's what I'm reading.
American Alien.
Okay, I want DC to fix Superman, and I want Jonathan Hickman to write Batman. That's what I want him to go next.
Nice.
Two more non-Gwenpool-centric things. I want.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I want Doctor Strange to be the best comic book movie of the year. I really want that to be cool. I want that to be awesome. And I know this is just rumblings, but I hope the pilot or the actual series of the Sex Criminals TV show comes out this year. I hope it's on a cable network, and I hope they do it justice, because I would like to watch that in, like, a visual format.
It'd be interesting, for sure. All right.
Showtime, well, hopefully.
Yeah, or Cinemax or something.
Yeah.
Is that still around Cinemax?
Is it? Dude, Cinemax has, what is it, Ash versus the Evil Dead right now, right?
No, Stars.
Stars, never mind. Cinemax, all right.
Here's the problem. Now everyone is going to have their own subscription services with these great shows on it. Like, I haven't even seen Ash vs. Evil Dead yet, because...
Right. It's great, you should watch.
And then there was another one with Patrick Stewart, Blunt Talk, that looked like an awesome show, but that's on some Showtime. Other channel nobody has.
Right.
Well, I guess a lot of people have Showtime, but I feel like...
I keep Showtime for Ray Donovan. Yeah. It's the only show I keep it for.
My problem is Amazon Prime. With the way that you have to get it is like you can only get that by having the $99 subscription, right? I've wanted to watch The Man in the High Castle just because I love Philip K. Dick, and like that's just something that I've wanted to watch. And I have, like, none of my friends have Amazon Prime. Like, I don't have Amazon Prime. I don't have that $99 to spare right now. So, you know, shout out if you want to give me your, you know, Too Many Cheetos on Twitter, if you want to give me your Amazon Prime stuff so I can watch it.
That'd be cool. That is crazy, though, because there's so many great shows in different places that not everyone can get to. So there's the old way, which is you have to watch it at a certain time and there's commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And then now there's the new way, which sort of was like, okay, a bunch of good old shows are on Netflix. And now it's sort of like, well, now there's Netflix and you got your HBO and your Showtime and your Cinemax, and there's like one or two great shows on all of them, and they're all going to cost you different amounts of money. So,
which is why if you can wait, just wait for them to put them out on Blu-ray or DVD, because they will.
Mm.
Like Orange is the New Black is out on that, things like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a thing that, like, didn't happen anymore. Like people buying big DVD sets.
Well, I mean, I'll spend $30 over $99. You know, mm-hmm. if I'm only going for
if you're going for one show, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. That's our recap of last year. Hopefully, Secret Wars ends. I'm very thankful for all the listeners. And the people who just download it and delete it. Thank you. As well. You're also my favorite. You're actually less maintenance, so that's good. That's it. Thanks a lot.